Hey, good morning. 8:51, Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
You,
uploading some photos, are you, over there? You're not quite as red as embarrassed. Did I embarrass you earlier?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
She's like, I think that would be embarrassing for anyone.
It's like my mom listens to this.
I did as soon as we got off the air. I reminded you that our parents listen to this show.
I'm sure our parents have done freaky deaky stuff.
I just
like
don't want to know, and I don't want them to know. That's
how you got here.
I want them to lie to me.
No, you're still virgins. I was immaculate conception. It did just is. You were a virgin. Dad's a virgin. I don't want to hear about it.
Can't wait till that day after Thanksgiving when you guys come back. Like, dude, the table was awkward this year. They brought up that break.
Oh, Kiki, see, you didn't bring your baton with you, thank God, to family dinner. By the way, we're going to church every day this week.
No, Mom. What do you think we stuffed the turkey with?
Oh, that's bad.
Seriously, though, the baton?
Where'd you get that?
At Romantic.
We got that Romantic.
So question number two, how long is it?
It doesn't make me feel bad. I'll say that. All right. I'm not like, all right, put it away. It's all right.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessary to have something that long. Like as a toy.
Walking a little funny today.
Let's talk about ice fishing.
We've already talked about ice fishing.
We did.
Yep, we did. And I told everyone about you just crushing it on the ice.
My first fish.
Yeah, first fish on
tons
the ice.
Tons of nibbles.
Yep.
Did you club it with your baton?
I left the baton at home.
Come here, you damn fish. Wow. Ow. Anyway, no.
I also use it as a trolling motor.
Oh, damn, lady. It's a multi.
Put it on pulsate. We got to get there. We got to get to the special hole.
It does have 12 settings. Go real faster, not as fast.
You guys had you no wonder you were feeling a little rough on Saturday. Oh, no, it happened on Saturday. That's why you're so happy yesterday.
It was a great day yesterday. All right. Should we move on, Kiki,
yes,
so you don't
please.
Get embarrassed?
She's turning a different shade of red at the moment.
All right, let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
As always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency located in Stevensville. Mm-hmm. Home, car, life, snowmobile, ATV, mm-hmm. renter's insurance, baton insurance. He's got it covered. Seriously, if you're a contractor, you need your workers, your equipment covered, you have vacation rentals, Chris will get you covered.
He's got you.
Just call him. He'll do quotes for you. It's great.
Chris.
The same motion you were doing with your hand.
No, it was not. Stop it.
Your dumb vocabulary for today. Let's do.
Please, baton. Sorry, we're not letting this go.
No, never. Never. This is going to be referenced a lot. How about.
So while he's digging. Desperately for a dumb vocabulary.
I know. Should have had this ready.
Did he return a favor at all in any way? And I'm not saying just pure sexual. I mean, did he do anything for you?
You did pick up dinner and some flowers.
Yeah.
And some candies.
Nice.
Friday. Yeah.
Can I tell you guys what I got my wife for Valentine's?
Yes.
You know how you get the flowers and candy and the nice rose petals on the bed? Nope, not me. You know what I got my wife? A bowling ball. A bowling ball.
Nothing
she
says.
She effing loves it.
I bet she does love it. She's become like quite the bowler.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing says happy Valentine's Day like an 8-pound bowling ball.
I love you.
Honey, I love you.
What did she give you back? Did you also get a ball? A blue one?
Yeah, right. Big blue. Two of them, actually. Yeah, she did return the favor in many ways, good ways. And
atta girl.
Nice.
And, dinner and the whole
Did you guys
shipping.
Use a bowling ball?
Yes, right. She's also walking funny today.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
This has been the worst. I apologize to everyone. Got derailed so fast.
Oh, my God. The bedroom talking here is just on a different level this morning.
That's
Holy
why we went
cow.
With the 8-pound. Woo. Yeah.
Thank goodness. What's the circumference?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Should we do dumb vocabulary?
Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Kiki is literally crying right now.
I am. I'm mortified. I think I should just go home.
Your dumb vocabulary for today, Willy Whiskers.
Willy whiskers.
Ew, those are the hairs on your willy?
Oh.
On a man's willy? Is that right?
Yeah, it's gotta be right.
Is Wait. It?
The whiskers.
If you don't manscape, you're gonna have some willy whiskers.
You're right, it's the pubes.
Pubes, bro.
Yeah. Example. I trimmed my willy whiskers before Valentine's Day.
For your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My buddy's got a shirt and he wears it all the time. It says, I shaved my balls for this. He wears it out all the time. It's great.
Is that Justin?
That's, of course, it's Justin. Hey, there you go.
Makes it look bigger.
Yeah, it does. It adds an inch or two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Makes your bush. Jesus.
Clean up those willy whiskers.
Please.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, yeah, Kiki. Yeah.
That's to the ladies, too. For the love of God.
Clean up your willy whiskers?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
What kind of women are you?
Just got back from Thailand.
Jesus.
The screaming.